Nothing, Mom. I was making him breakfast, and he fell off his stool. He just fell off? There was no pushing? No. No shoving, Stephen? No. Did you drop him, Stephen? No. Was this one of your wrestling moves, Jeffrey? Finally, my parents were getting past the interrogation phase and dealing with the injured child, who, by the way, was still receiving first aid from his heroic, wronged brother. No, Mommy. Did you really just fall, Jeffrey? Why does everybody in my family talk in these dramatic, capital letters all the time? Why am I the only calm one? You know what, Mom? I body slammed him, okay? I decided it would be really fun to set a 5-year-old on a bar stool at 6:42 a.m., take a running leap, and knock him down like we were trying out for the WWE. It worked great, too. Son, don't be defensive with your mother. Defensive, Dad? Defensive? Now they had me sinking to their capital letter level. Yes, defensive. And fresh. Thanks for chiming in, Mom. This could have gone on for months or even years in an unending round of guilt trip ping pong, except Jeffrey stopped us all in our tracks.
Mommy, it hurts.
This came out muffled and we must have looked confused, so Jeffrey pushed my hand with the towel out of the way. It was another one of these frozen moments that always seemed to happen to me. We all just looked at the towel in Jeffrey's nose and the front of my pajama shirt. There was an unbelievable amount of blood. Oh God, Jeffy.
Oh my God.
Get my shoes, Stephen. I'm taking your brother to the emergency room. I'd never seen my mom take one of our injuries so seriously before.
Honey, do you want me to go with...
Dad. No, you take this one to school.
Great.
For the crime of attempted breakfast making, I got demoted from beloved firstborn to this one. So my mom grabbed Jeffrey off of my lap, put another towel to his face, this one with ice wrapped in it, somehow got her shoes, his winter coat, her jacket, keys, her cell phone, and her purse, and almost got to the front door before Jeffrey had time to say,
Peppy!
Go get your brother his blanket, Stephen. For once, I went to get my brother something without saying a word about it. When I gave it to him and my mom opened the door, I got one last long look at his frightened face over my mom's shoulder. As she started down the driveway toward the car, I had this weird feeling that my brother was getting smaller and smaller. My dad closed the door and told me to go get ready for school. Dad, is he...
I'm sure he'll be fine, Stephen. Noses bleed a lot. Go.
That's when I looked at the kitchen clock and saw that it was already 7:09. We had to be out the door in 11 minutes, so I went upstairs, tossed the bloody PJ shirt in the bathroom sink, took the world's fastest shower, combed my hair into some kind of shape, and hurled myself into jeans and a Sum 41 t-shirt. By 7:14, I was at the door. Dad, I'm ready. My dad appeared with the attaché case I'd bought him for Christmas 2 years ago. Guess what, Dad? It's a real accounting briefcase with a real pocket for your calculator. And got into his coat without a word. Dad, are you, okay? I never particularly noticed my dad's moods, but he was looking kind of pale and tense. I glanced over at the kitchen and noticed that he had cleaned up Jeffrey's blood from the floor, which couldn't have been fun.
Fine. Come.
Great. And now for a fun ride to school with Caveman Dad. In the car, things were 100% silent until I couldn't stand it anymore. I put on the radio to WZZO, the rock station, and started playing drums on my legs along with the Rush song that was on. My dad reached out and turned off the radio, which was very unusual for him. Even though my mom has always been my big drum fan, my dad had at least succeeded in tuning out my tapping. Okay, he called it pounding, and my teachers always refer to it as banging. On hundreds of car rides before this one.
Sorry, Stephen.
He said this with a weak little I'm sorry smile.
I need to concentrate on the road right now.
Another few minutes of that weird, we're ignoring a topic silence brought us to my school. Before I got out of the car, I turned toward my dad for one more bit of whatever comfort he could give. Dad, is he?
I told you, Stephen. Noses bleed a lot. Noses just bleed a lot. Now get going.
When I got to my locker, Renee Albert said hi to me from about a foot away. Her locker has always been next to mine, and I realized I hadn't brushed my teeth. Perfect.